Carrie Savage is with us every Tuesday, the money lady, the person that gives you the savage truth. And Terry, I took a random survey today at the top of the show, and we started asking people what they could see during the debate that would sway them one way or another. It appears everybody's made up their mind, but nobody brought up anything to do with the economy.
Really? Well, that's probably because there's so much junk on either side. Look, I've got to get my baked brie in the oven in a little bit, and I made an apple pie, and the sandwiches are being brought by a friend. I'm having a watch party with a very diverse group, and they asked me what I was thinking about the economic of both policies by both sides. So let me give you a preview.
Okay.
They both have insane economic policies. I'm going to give you some facts. I'm an equal opportunity offender here.
Good.
The idea of putting tariffs on and raising enough money so that you'd have a sovereign wealth fund and then maybe even paying down the deficit, that wasn't really a thought, is really ridiculous. First of all, foreign governments don't pay tariffs. The consumer ultimately pays the tariff, okay? And if you have to think back to when Donald Trump put on taxes on washing machines back in when he first got in. I have the facts. The median price of washing machines in the United States rose about $86 or nearly 12% after Trump imposed tariffs on foreign made ones. The researchers also found the price of dryers, which were not impacted by tariffs, but they're, you know, usually by washer and dryer. They also increased by about 12% because the idea is that anybody importing something pays the tax, yes, maybe to the government, not the foreign country doesn't pay it. And on top of that, the consumer, the costs get passed on to the consumer. In fact, I took a look, Americans have to date, because a lot of the tariffs that were imposed 7-8 years ago are still on, Americans have paid more than $242 billion to the U.S. Treasury for tariffs that were imposed on solar panels, steel and aluminum, and Chinese-made goods. That's according to U.S. Customs. So tariffs just raise the prices. Consumers pay them. They're worse off because even domestic producers go, oh, well, you can charge more now because the imported ones are more. So everybody raised prices. Dumb idea. Also, dumb idea. Promulgated, I think, but although we haven't seen a lot more about it, by the Democrats, taxing unrealized capital gains. Now, what a terrible idea that is. Think about it. How about on your house you bought it 25 years ago, the value is up. Yeah, you pay a higher property tax. That's one thing. But just because your house is worth more, should you send in a check? And where do you get the money? How about you bought stock, Amazon or Nvidia, whatever you bought a few years back? The price has gone up. You haven't sold it yet. When you sell it, you'll pay a tax, a capital gains tax, if you've held it longer than a year. But if you haven't sold it, how would you pay the tax? We're not talking about inside your 401k, just stocks or mutual funds you own. You'd have to sell to pay the tax. The market would crash. How? But you know, they went after, the idea was to go after the big tycoons, the billionaires who grew big businesses and haven't sold their stock. They just borrow against it to buy their yachts. I get the attractiveness of trying to get at them, but the fact is every small business person who builds a business, it's more valuable. It hires more people. You pay taxes on your profits, but taxes on the value of this company you're building as a small business, you'd have to sell the business to pay the taxes. So nobody would invest. So on both sides, there are some really crazy ideas that don't make economic sense. So that's not what I'm looking for tonight. And I think maybe that's not what anyone else is looking for. This is major American theater, very much like the Kennedy-Nixon debates, which we had no idea would have such an impact. And I can't wait to turn on the TV.
Yeah. And how many people are you having over?
I'm having a dozen. It started out to be a small little group so we could all sit and watch. We're going to have two TVs on. One's going to have Fox on. One's either going to be CNN or MSNBC. And but the debate is the debate. That's not who's commenting during the debate.
Right.
So there'll be some wine, there'll be some good food, and some great conversation, I hope.
Absolutely. Have a question here. I'm 65, and I was a homemaker for most of my married life. My Social Security checks will be low when I start collecting at 70 years old. My husband, 69, will also collect Social Security at 70, and will have a very nice Social Security check. If he dies before me, Can I choose whose check I collect? If I do, and I choose his, can I expect his entire check? And secondly, when I start collecting at 70 years old, and please God, we will both still be alive, do I have a choice of either taking my low Social Security check or half the amount of his?
Well, you will get whatever is larger is the bottom line. You will get, if he dies, you will get whatever your spouse was earning on the date of his death, assuming he was collecting. And if it's larger than yours, you'll get his full benefit. And yes, if you collect, if, you know, what you really want to do right now is go to MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com, pay the $50. You will find out exactly what he will get, what you will get if you take yours or half of his, which whatever is larger. And that might be the case at whichever is larger. So absolutely go to MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. You will know exactly what you're going to get and what's the best strategy.
There's a bunch of questions that have come in, but she will be on with John Williams tomorrow. So make sure you
join
her.
Not tomorrow. I'm missing tomorrow. I've got a big event, but I'm going to be on Friday this
okay.
week.
And another texter said, one pie for 12 people. I could eat half of that damn thing myself.
Thank you very much. Apple pie is my specialty, and it started out to be a group of six, so I'm going to make the slices very small. But that's not what we should do with the economy. Let me leave you with this thought. The whole idea of the economy is not to tax and cut pieces of pie that are smaller and smaller, but to grow the pie so everybody gets more. That's a candidate, whichever one does that, that you want to elect.